Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 3rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Kayla Rumbalski, community development educator with Wood County Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, our great friend, Ben Eberlein, is with us, community engagement director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben, always good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Was it United Weekend? Was it last time I saw you? No, I saw you with picking up backpacks.
That's right.
But it's been a while, bro. It's been a while. It's good to see you. And great to have you in studio. Appreciate the United Way so very much. And one of the things that I appreciate about the United Way is not only their transparency with the United Way, but with the data that they collect and the data that they receive and sharing that with the community and really giving us an idea of why these services and these programs that the United Way offer are so vital to our community. And today is one of the more important times we get together and hang out and everything is going over the Alice Report. You have that data for us, Ben. Where do you want to start with this?
Well, I think the important part is to start and just, you know, tell people what we're talking about, right?
Right on. Absolutely.
You know, I know you're obviously an expert. You're really engaged in, you're a huge supporter of what we're doing and how we are helping the community. But for folks that don't know, what does Alice mean? It means we're talking about households that are, we call, you know, asset limited, income constrained, employed. So that's what Alice means. Basically, it just means households that are earning more than the poverty limit, but they still don't have enough to get by.
Yeah.
You know, these are households where, you know, working, often they work more than one job. They still can't make ends meet. It's individuals, it's families, it's seniors, young adults. I mean, it's all demographics. So
statistically, you out there listening very well could be this person or this family. And if you are not, it could be your neighbor. It's statistically in our areas, that is how often it could be where somebody, an individual in this situation.
That's the thing. It's a much larger, because I think a lot of us have this, you know, preconception of what poverty looks like, or, you know, we think of things like the federal poverty limit, and we have these, you know, things that are, have been kind of like the status quo or what we've, you know, come to think of as what we think of as financial hardship. But yeah, it really is something that affects a lot more people than we realize.
I mentioned this a lot growing up where I did. I ran into a lot of homeless people, a lot of homeless individuals growing up. Not one of them looked like any homeless person I ever saw in a movie. None of them. Not even close. None of them did. It's very seldom what you think it is, or seldom what you see in movies and TV and some of that. And that goes to poverty or any of these other kind of topics oftentimes. And we have the new report here, new data from recent data that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So every couple of years, we get an update to the to this data, and that helps us really understand, you know, what this looks like in our community. You know, we're not comparing, you know, apples to oranges here. We're not saying, you know, somebody who's in L.A. or New York City,
can't
get by. We're talking about people here in Wood County. So I think that's really part of the most powerful, you know, piece of this data that we can use that to really, you know, take a look at how we can make an impact in our community.
Yeah, yeah. And was there anything, as far as I'm sure we're going to get into a lot of, if not all of the data here today, but there were some new things about this report from previous years?
Yeah, I mean, every year they seem like, you know, we're getting a little bit more refined, getting a little bit better access to the information, and we're always getting new looks at how you know, the data is being represented. So it's nice to be able to have that. One of those things is they've recently started coming out with you know, these more focused versions of the reports. So we get our update to our general report that's going to talk about the whole population, but we also just received a update to a report that's just focused on what it looks like for children that are growing up in households that are living in financial hardship. So
that's interesting.
I know you want to get into some of these numbers.
Yes, let's go ahead and get right into it, man.
But yeah, definitely don't want to get too dry or, you know, technical on numbers and things like that. I just want to keep things pretty accessible so that people can really, you know, get an idea for what this looks like. But in our community, based on this most recent report, 35% of households in Wood County were considered Alice or in poverty going into last year. So I mean, more than a third of our households. When
more than a third. Just let that sit in for a second, everybody.
So that's Wood County, right? That's United Way, Southwood, and Adams Counties. We're really just that south, you know, the corner here in Adams County. When we zero in on our specific zip codes, that number is actually significantly higher when we're looking at municipalities in Southfield County, like Nakusa, wow. Wisconsin Rapids, Buren, Port Edwards. So yeah, and not to make things sound extremely bleak, but I, you know, it's just the reality of it, and it's important to understand what that means. And I'm not saying that, and obviously this is the important part, is we're making it it's a big difference between what we think of as poverty and what we understand as families that are, maybe they're living paycheck to paycheck, or they're just getting by, but they don't really have the capacity to save for emergencies or, you know, education or what have you. So these are, you know, it's households, houses as households that are earning more than poverty, but they don't really have enough to get by. They don't qualify for the assistance programs that we all, you know, kind of think of, well, if you're in that situation, just you can rely on food share or Wisconsin shares for childcare or things like that. But problem is those households, they get a reduced benefit or they don't qualify for those because they're doing the right thing. You know, they're working hard, they're trying to get by, but you know, there's no room in the budget for tightening the belt because you don't have enough to cover all your basics and you're not getting all the support that you need to.
There's an exercise I like to do with this, where for you listening at home and everything, you know, that and thinking about your own life and think about how things are going for you, and then think about if you needed to replace your roof, or the refrigerator went out, or your car suddenly just out of nowhere stopped working and you need a new one tomorrow, like what that would do to you financially. And I think a lot more people than they may realize when they come into this conversation and thinking, well, this isn't me, and hearing something like that and immediately realizing that is me, or that could be me. And not only hopefully creating some empathy with that, and part of why we're here today and why the United Way exists and everything, but also understanding, hey, this could be me, and I need to be a part of these things. I need to be helping in these things, or there might be services available for me. So many layers to this. When we hear this data, when we think about take these numbers in.
Yeah, that's, you know, having access to this data is so important, because that's how United Way, you know, we can understand where we can make the most impact in this community. You know, we support households fund 28 different programs in Southwood and Adams counties, and 10 initiatives like single care, stuff the bus that we were talking about, initiatives and programs that help households bridge the gap, right? So maybe they're right on the cusp, or they're living paycheck to paycheck. Well, if they can, you know, rely on some of the programs in our community, that if it's a food pantry or access to housing resources or childcare, you know, relying on a program like that, that isn't what we think of as a traditional assistance,
right?
They can rely on that for maybe a short period of time, and that can be a bridge to financial stability for them. They can build up, you know, take that, you know, period of support and start building up assets or saving for emergencies, so it isn't devastating when that fridge does go out or the car breaks down.
One of the credits that I, the community, notice about the United Way is the way it is able to certainly tackle big topics, but even cover gray areas that isn't often seen by a lot of other people, but this data often brings to light. So, hey, we, you know, our communities really needed diapers. You know, young parents out there could really use this, and that's not maybe common knowledge, but it comes across when you ask some questions or listen to your community or get data like this from Alice, or certainly all the above. All of that together gives you these answers to where we need to put our resources and, you know, where we could make the most impact. There are certain things that this data also gives when it comes to grants and resources from the state and federal level as well, that are very vital to not only the United Way, but to all our communities.
Exactly. Every community looks different. And I think you nailed it, because that's one of the things that really stands out to me in this report. I'm a data guy, you know?
I am too, 100%.
Probably get along so well.
Absolutely.
And I love being able to look in at that deeper level. And, you know, obviously we all have conversations and, oh my gosh, you know, inflation this, or, you know, employment that. But we can see with this report that we actually have, you know, 50% of our, in Wood County, 50% of our senior households, so households with, they're, you know, owned by individuals to 65 or older, we know 50% of those are ALICE or in poverty.
Wow.
That's over 5,000 households. And that's just seniors. So we can see that, you know, that's a data point you're not going to see otherwise.
Right.
So, understanding how our community looks versus, you know, whatever nationwide statistics, I think that's so powerful.
And even on a local level, where us compared to the next zip code or the zip code next to it or anything, and how important it is to be able to know the differences of these, and certainly so that we can make the impact again where we can. The United Way is not going to be putting a ton of money into finding, well, you know what we need here in Central Wisconsin? More Packer gear. Like, no, we got it. We're good. We got a lot of Packer gear. We got that part base covered. So they're not going to, the data is not, it's not going to show that. The data is going to show, hey, we need to actually be helping in, you know, early literacy, or our community really needs a more help when it comes to hunger or something like that. Is there some other stats, some other data there that you saw, Ben, that stood out to you?
Well, yeah, we mentioned the children in financial hardship. That was another report, like I said, the Allison Focus report that came out on just children looking at the statewide. Unfortunately, we don't have hyperlocal data for that report. Looking at the state, 41% of children in Wisconsin are growing up in a household that is in financial hardship. So again, like you said, we can look and say, okay, we really need to focus on, you know, maybe supporting families, and how can we make sure that these children aren't at a huge disadvantage? And we're looking at, you know, the future then, and how we can make sure that those children aren't, you know, growing up to, you know, into a cycle of poverty, that we can focus on Alice families who are households, like I said, because it's individuals, it's seniors, it's not just families. We can focus on helping, you know, but investing in the community in ways that help Alice households so they can reach financial stability, because they're right there, right? And
yeah,
it's one of those situations like we talked about that it's just out of reach. No matter what you're doing, if you don't have enough to get by, you're never going to get there. And I mean, how many times has something happened where, yeah, your car breaks down or your phone dies or whatever it is? It could be something small, but that small thing, it doesn't matter how small it is when you already don't have enough to get by.
And especially they add up. You know, it's very seldom is it just one thing and that's it. It usually that one thing happens, and then a day or two later something else, and then something else, and it feels like it's just, you know, it keeps coming. That stuff adds up on people. And just to take a second here, when you mentioned 50% of our senior households, 40% of our households with young children, that's already, just taking those two groups, is a gigantic portion of our society, of our community here and everything, that are affected by this, that are in this report, that are in need of the services that we're talking about here. Especially, I'm going to keep bringing this home too, anytime I am talking with you or Terry or anybody for the United Way, we're in go season here. We're in campaign season. And whether it's dollars and cents or volunteering, all hands on deck. Now more than ever, we need our community to step up and be a part of these things. And so much of the community we're talking to, not only do they step up, but they are in this report. Like, they are a part of this report. And that is just both beautiful and something that I don't know about other people, but really incentivizes me and really makes me want to get out there and do some good work here. And I can't think I'm alone on that.
No, and that's the thing, is that whether or not it might be true right now, but I think we've all been in a position where, you know, we probably identify with something in this report. Like I said, you know, maybe it's not true current, but we've all been in a situation where we've had a struggle. And so if you can't relate to that, then tell me what your secret is.
You know? Right, yeah, absolutely. I want to know what magic you grew up in. And another thing that stands out when you're talking about that, Ben, to me, and all the services that are offered with the United Way, and the things that are, the programs that exist with the United Way, intertwined in that is people getting a hand up. None of these services are about, like, kind of keeping, helping somebody stay where they are necessarily. Everything is about, hey, here's help. Here is a hand. I want to help you up. I want to help you get on your feet. I want to help you be able to do this on your own, which, as somebody who comes from that background, I never met one poor person that wanted a handout. I've never met a poor person that didn't want a hand up, that didn't want a chance to get on their own feet. Very seldom are you going to meet somebody in those situations that are happy being in those situations. You want to get off your feet, but we've also all grown up knowing that you want to really grow, you got to learn to fish. You can't just be fed a fish. You got to learn to fish. And oftentimes the United Way is helping people learn to fish, helping people get on their feet, like you talked about there. So I think that's an integral part of what we're talking about here, is not only are you getting this data and the people that need this data and the services that can help them with that, but what happens after that and how they get on their feet, and maybe they can help out somebody, or they certainly become great paying taxpayers or working at a job in the community or something. It all is a domino effect that adds up to a better community, a better society.
Exactly. And just, again, to not make things sound like, you know, exaggerated or over, you know, too bleak. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that everybody that is considered Alice is, you know, living on the street, when that's obviously not true. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, to your point, that nobody wants to be in a position where they're worried about how they're going to pay their bills at the end of the month or end of the week. Yeah. Nobody wants to be in a position where they're thinking, I should probably skip a meal today so right. my kids can eat, or I can fill the car with gas. So that's, and especially now when we're looking at the more, you know, if we're talking data here, mm-hmm. You know, we're looking at some of the inflation rates and things that, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen double the inflation 2021 to 2023 than is typical for, you know, the last couple decades.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of just exasperates these kind of problems and situations. But yeah, if we can help support and invest in programs in our community and in these initiatives that can then help these households bridge that gap and get to a place where they are stable and they aren't dependent on even, you know, the small assistance programs that, like I said, nobody wants to be worried about how they're going to be paying those bills mm-hmm. or putting food on the table. But yeah, by investing in these programs and making sure that we are in the right lane, by, you know, referencing these local data points that we can see where exactly to make an impact to help the most people get to that stability. That's
what else did you see in there that you want to make sure that we touched on before we wrap up this segment or the time together, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the important, I also just want to come back to, obviously we have all this data, but mm-hmm. and which is great, mm-hmm. but you know, if anybody's still awake out there, hopefully we haven't put everybody to sleep. You know, what do we do about it? You know, it's great to have the info, but why are we talking about it? You know, mm-hmm. and so again, coming back to the actual question you just asked me, you know, the thing that stands out, I think, and this isn't necessarily a new data. You know, this is something that we've seen consistently with each update to this Alice report, is that for every household in poverty. Because the poverty rate's been pretty steady, mm-hmm. you know, for the last, you know, several.
It's been holding water.
Yeah. It's anywhere between 10-12%.
Yeah.
But what we see in this Alice report is that for every household in poverty, there's two more that are earning more than poverty, but they still aren't getting by. So that's a huge chunk mm-hmm. of our population. That's a huge portion of, you know, the households that we're talking about that we can help, that don't have access to all the assistance that we typically think of, that if they had a little bit of help, they would be stable, that we can, you know, the rising tide, right? That yes. lifts all boats,
yes.
that we can shift to, you know, they can be contributors and you know, help set the next generation and their children, everybody off on the right foot.
It's really eye-opening. So much of what we've talked about today is really eye-opening, and there's a lot more data, a lot more for people to take in and research, look at. Ben, is there ways for people out there listening to look at this data, to see the Alice report?
I'm glad you asked. Folks, you can head out to our website, uwswac.org. And there's links to the local data report or Alice reports. There's a lot of really interesting interactive dashboards. And like I said, they're always coming out with new tools and new views. Mm-hmm. And so it's really fun. If you like data at all, you could play with that stuff. And if you don't care about the actual data, you can just go look at, you know, the high points, because all of the stuff that I've mentioned today is really easily summarized at the top of the page. So you head out to our website, uwswac.org, and click the link to the Alice report.
And thank you again, Ben, for going through that with us. I really do appreciate it, and encourage everybody out there listening to dive into that data, take it in, and really, when you're reading these numbers, give it a moment. Don't just read right consecutively here. Take a beat. Let that data sit in. 50% of our senior population, 40% of our children. So much of this stuff, I think, needs to have a moment to set in, as well as reading it and researching it. Ben, in the last minute or so we had, I did want to take a moment to mention, again, Day of Caring is right around the corner to everybody. We're still collecting lawns, and we're also still looking for teams and people to join us for Day of Caring, which is, of course, coming up Saturday, October 26th. The gang will all be meeting from 8 to 9 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And, of course, the raking will be going from about 9 to 1. It's really something that you can wrap up in your morning. And I just want to remind everybody that we are not only collecting lawns, but looking for people to do this.
Yeah, exactly. We just mentioned how, you know, a significant portion of our senior population needs a little help. And that's what we love about day caring. It's such a fun and really incredible to see how many volunteers come out on one morning and just head out like a small army with rakes.
Yeah. I think it was last year, I was with Seth and Beth and the boys as a team. And we were over past the viaduct. And I have never been up that far outside on the east side of town before doing it. And on the way driving over there, saw nothing but just purple shirt, or I think it was purple shirts, but just different, all these different colored shirts, and the day of caring shirts. It was so cool to see. And throughout the whole city, you see it. And I love that. It's one of my favorite days of the year. There are red shirts you'll be seeing out there this year. Not only are you going to be able to know that you are not alone in this and working with your community on this, but it's strangers helping strangers. And we don't have enough opportunities for that in our society. It's a really cool opportunity to do. I'll mention a little bit getting closer to the date, but I've gotten to do this a couple of times, and it's some of the best people I've met in town are doing it. It's been through this, through Day of Caring. It's a great time. Sign up, whether you are signing up alone or you yourself would like to sign up, you can do that at uwswac.org. And again, the ALIS report, all that data, as Ben was telling you, is right there for you at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Keep up to date on all the good things they're doing over there and share the things on your social media. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Ben, always good hanging out with you, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.